Assalamu alaikum. This is Muslim Youth Initiative, and I am your host, Nizzy. Today, I am bringing you a story of an inspirational woman in Islamic history. Now, this is part one of the series that we are going to make in future. So today, I've chosen to talk about Hazrat Khadija. And before I start my story, this is what I would like for you to do. I want you to imagine and transport yourself into the 5th century and think the role of women back in those days. This is the time when Khadija was born and raised. And think about that society, which was purely patriarchal, where woman was confined to the four walls of the house, and there were a lot of limitations on their movement. Now keep that thought in your mind while you listen to this story. So, who is Hazrat Khadija? Well, she is what we call the first lady of the Muslim world, because she was the first wife of Prophet Muhammad. When they got married, she was a mature and successful businesswoman, 40 years old, while Prophet was only 25. They stayed married for about 25 years and they had 6 children. Their relationship was that of a trust and respect for each other. They supported each other's mission in life and respected each other as individuals. So what are the parallels we can draw from their life? Now, this is a lesson for the young couples out there and the couples to be. In Islam, the marriage is of a respect and a trust, of supporting each other in their visions, in their career, in their dreams. And that's what Prophet and Khadija did. Prophet was always supportive of Khadija's business, or what we call entrepreneurship. And Khadija was always right behind Prophet since the first revelation, towards the very end when he announced his prophethood to the rest of the Makkah. So that's something to remember, that how a husband and a wife need to completely trust each other and give each other the confidence to be whoever they wish to be. Another important thing from this marriage is that Khadija had 6 children. Now, did she stop working as a businesswoman while she became a mom? No. She continued to flourish as an entrepreneur. And that's what we need to remember. When our young girls become a mom, it's not a sentence for them to stay at home and take care of the kids. If that's what they wish to do and it's their personal choice, that's fine. But they have the option to continue their careers and flourish and become successful as they wish to be while being a mom. Second thing that I want to highlight about Hazrat Khadija and Prophet Muhammad's relationship is how Khadija proposed the marriage to the Prophet. Now remember that Hazrat Khadija, as I said earlier, was a successful, influential, very powerful figure in Makkah. She was always looking for trustworthy managers to help her with her business. And when she heard about the character of the Prophet, she sent him a job offer, which he gladly accepted. And when both of them started working together, she was really impressed with his integrity and his devotion to the work and his honesty. And she decided that they're both compatible, so she would like to continue this relationship and make him her life partner. So she didn't wait for the prophet to propose to her. She went against the norm and sent the proposal to the prophet via her friend. Now, what do you think? Was that easy for Khadija? I don't think so. Do you think she thought about, what will my family say? What will the culture say? No one has ever done that before. Do you think she thought, what if the prophet says no? There were so many alternatives to it. There were so many scenarios to it. But she proposed regardless. She took the driving seat regardless. So that's a very important lesson for us. That we as women, when it comes to relationship, we take the back seat. We let men take the lead. And most of that is culture. And yes, back in the day it was culture too. But Khadija didn't bind herself with any culture or any tradition. She did what she wanted. She did what she thought was best for her and her family. And that's how we need to look at relationships. And that's how we need to look at how our young girls are looking for companionship and how they need to approach that. Now, of course, this is how we understand. We do know it's the norm nowadays that a boy proposes to the girl and presents her with a ring. Now, imagine back in those days, that's not how the proposal happened. Proposal basically meant that making your intentions to get married explicit and open. So that's what it means. So if you are a successful and educated young Muslim woman who is ready to settle down, and if you come across a man who is successful and you think is compatible to you, you should not hesitate in sharing your intentions with that man. This is the right Islam gives to you. And this is what Khadija did. I've seen a lot of our Muslim girls put this self-limitations on themselves. And they wait for the guys to propose to them. Don't get me wrong. Let the guy propose it to you when it comes to presenting the ring part. But what I am saying is, take the lead on sharing with your friend that you feel could be your future companion, that if he's ready to take this relationship to another level, or is he ready to make the commitment with you? Now, these are questions that you can ask as a woman. So as I said in the beginning, that you transported yourself in the 5th century and kind of imagine Khadija's life and her confidence to break away from the tradition and be that powerful figure in Mecca. So now I also want you to imagine and think, what if Khadija was transported in today's time? How would she use her skills to advance her business with the kind of resources we have today? So my question to you is, what will Khadija do today? My question to you is, how would Khadija approach relationship today? My question to you is, how would Khadija promote her career today? My question to you is, what kind of a mother would Khadija be today? So these are some of the questions that none of us know the answer to. But based on what Khadija did back in those days, can we see the future trajectory of those questions? Yes, we can. So I am going to leave you with those thoughts and those questions to ponder on. And I will be back with my next podcast on the successful stories of inspirational women in Islam. Allah Hafiz.